18-year-old Quentin has just broken the supposedly unbeatable daily sales record of American wholesalers. He is flying high, has money saved, a great girlfriend, Bella, and training to open his own office. 1 year has passed since he met Rich and the Spellbinders at the street sales company, which, although somewhat shady, got him away from his criminal friend, Lennox. The revenge beating that Lennox received from a drug gang only makes him more determined to be a higher level of criminal. He develops a system where he doesn't get directly involved with drugs and acquires reliable customers for his stolen shit. Lennox's robbery drug dealing system is working until he falls for a stunning female undercover police detective, Andrea, who starts figuring things out. Quentin's eccentric boss, Rich, develops a drug problem and becomes hooked on cocaine, but because of a promise to Quentin's father, keeps his addiction secret from Quentin. Becoming way too focused on business, Quentin breaks it off with Bella, the perfect girlfriend, and starts casually dating the older, sophisticated but cold, Veronica. Things take a sharp turn for the worse at American Wholesalers, as Rich becomes a bona fide junkie, causing him and his once thriving company to hit rock bottom. Quentin tries to hold it all together, but feels lost and betrayed without Rich's support and friendship. Cash is flowing for Lennox, and he is seemingly thriving. He thinks he has a shot with Andrea, whom he lets closer into his circle. As Rich becomes obsessed with cocaine, he collides with Lennox's drug operation, becoming its best customer, putting himself further in harm's way. Quentin and Rich have a major falling out. After Veronica abruptly breaks it off with Quentin, he attempts reconciliation with Bella, whose response is, "No way," and "Get your shit together." Quentin is crushed and falls into a depression. Brandon becomes a successful music executive, developing one artist after another. His smooth success is a stark contrast with the turbulent worlds of his high school friends, Lennox and Quentin. Lennox is becoming a hardened criminal, developing business relationships with mafia associates and becoming enemies with rival gangs. Rich's final cocaine binge ends up with him in a crime-ridden cave in the bowels of the New York subway system looking for more drugs. Rich is sky-high, arrogant, and abrasive, and as a result, is beaten and robbed. Straight Arrow Spencer is asked to keep a promise to the mob, a promise he agreed to in Volume 1. We find out that Rich is brother to a mob boss. He must retrieve Rich and deliver him to rehab or else. Lennox tries to recruit Quentin. He's determined to find a legit way. Blaze and his crew ambush Quentin and Lennox and beat down Lennox again and take what's on him. Quentin is injured as he gets in the middle of it, experiencing the violence firsthand. Lennox shows at Quentin's house to make one final attempt to recruit Quentin, who is not interested. Lennox and Quentin argue and are almost at blows. Quentin's family arrive home and show fear. Undercover police cars parked on the street flash lights and identify themselves, including Andrea. Lennox is broken. Quentin, still despondent, meets up with an estranged mentor, Corrado Banda, who gives him an audio program. The tapes include life-changing messages, snapping Quentin out of his depression. Quentin goes back to school, attends NYU, reunites with Brandon, and becomes a successful executive, headed to law school in California. We flash forward 2 years. Quentin meets up with Rich, now clean and sober. Finally, Quentin finds out the truth about Rich. Rich is thriving again. They reconcile. All good. Lennox, fresh out of prison, along with his partner and mentor, Shai Cohen, a notorious mob diamond smuggler, has developed his home burglary crew into the notorious James Bond gang. Lennox's crew question if they should rob a house belonging to his old high school pal, Brandon, now music exec with Def Jam. In a cold-hearted manner, Lennox orders the crew to rob Brandon's house. Shai and Lennox meet with Sybil, a rookie mule, to give her the latest batch of stolen diamonds for her to transport overseas. At the meeting, it's revealed to Lennox that Sybil is Quentin's new girlfriend. We don't think Quentin knows about her secret profession, but we are not sure.